Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Mind Food Radio, Dr. Mary Grogan is in reception and she's ready to talk to us at the minute, Michael.
That's right, our leading psychologist on Mind Food. Hi, Mary, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Mary, today we're going to be talking about binge eating. It's a story that's coming up in the new edition of Mind Food. I know you've had quite a bit of experience in that in terms of dealing with different clients. Is it on the growth in terms of binge eating?
I think coping through food is a way that people commonly use to, you know, to cope with stressful situations. So, I mean, I certainly see it a lot. And I think it's kind of socially sanctioned because if you think about it, we kind of, you know, if you have a relationship breakup or if, you know, you've had a really hard day, the thing to do is to, you know, call up some friends and go out for a meal or have a drink and have some chips with it or something like that. So I think it's very common. I don't know if it's on the rise, but I'd say it's a very, very common way of coping with difficult things.
Now, for people today listening to this, what are some sort of indications of those around them that might be suffering from this?
It is about the amount of food that you eat in a specified time, but more likely it's kind of feeling like eating past the point of being full and feeling completely out of control in terms of the amount that you're eating. And so people kind of beat themselves up big time after what they call a binge, even though for one person it might be two Mora bars and another person it will be like a gallon of ice cream and a couple of large fries.
So is it actually masking something else?
Yeah.
But once you get to that point and, you know, you're feeling bad about yourself, is that the point where you should be saying, I now have a problem and I need help?
Yeah, I mean, it's useful to kind of think beyond what you're just doing, to kind of think, okay, how do I understand this? What am I trying to do by eating this amount? And it might be a whole bunch of things. It might be trying to distract from a difficult day. It might be a way of self-soothing and self-caring. It might be that you're actually really, really hungry, but then you just go right past hunger.
It's like a bit of self-harm, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely, people. It's a very disconnected way of living life and not feeling your emotions.
So how do you help people with that?
Well, I think the main thing to say is that it's not a quick fix. It's something that, you know, like any other habit, it's not going to change overnight, but it's about, firstly, as you say, kind of becoming aware of it and acknowledging that this is what you turn to when things are tough. And then there's kind of a number of ways that psychologists or dietitians kind of work with people. And one is actually, you know, a really basic one is just checking in to see how people are eating in terms of regular eating, because I think a lot of women start the day without breakfast, which already sets you up for a binge later in the day. And so if you kind of, you know, target the really basic things like regular eating patterns and healthy snacks as a kind of first step, but then actually teaching people what hunger and fullness kind of feel like, because I guess a lot of people have gotten into the pattern of dieting and going from one diet to the other to the other. And dieting really trains your body out of noticing when you're full, but also then starting to notice how to eat mindfully. So basically turn off the TV, close the book, turn your phone off, and actually focus on what you're eating.
Well, we've been chatting with Dr. Mary Grogan, and of course today's about binge eating. For more details, you can go to mindfood.com. Mary, thank you for joining us on the program.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Mary.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.